So Darjeeling is known as the Champagne of Teas. Darjeeling is the old mountain settlement, the hill station in northeast India, where people used to go to escape the awful heat of the lower-lying areas, those lower-lying areas including, of course, Assam, the other big Indian tea-producing region. So Darjeeling is up in the mountains, the foothills of the Himalayas, and it's got a particular type of leaf. It's much more similar to the China plant, and they've produced a number of clones from the old plants. These so-called clonal teas have an extremely distinctive quality flavour, which is classic of the Darjeeling region. There's a general rule in tea production that if it's grown up high, the quality is also high. What are the reasons for this? What are the reasons also for teas grown in cool regions being of good quality? Well, there's a drying effect, so that a tea high up, a leaf high up in the mountains where it's cool and where the wind blows the moisture away from the leaf will A, develop slowly because it's cool, and B, will be constantly dried so that as the moisture leaves the leaf, because the wind is blowing, more sap comes up into the leaf, goes away again, it comes up, so that you get a concentration of flavour in the leaf. You see the same effect during the quality seasons in Sri Lanka when the northeast or the southwest monsoon blows, and the regions affected by that monsoon experience their quality season. Same thing happens in Darjeeling. It's high grown, so it's cool, so the leaf develops slowly. You get the drying effect on the leaf from the mountain winds, and that concentrates sap and therefore concentrates flavour-containing compounds inside the leaf. So the character of Darjeeling tea is muscatel or biscuity. It's known as the champagne of teas because it's got that light, crisp, clear, astringent quality. So it's incredibly refreshing. Within Darjeeling, we've got several flushes. The first flush, Darjeeling, is quite famous, and you may have heard of it. So what is a flush? A flush is a growth. The first flush is that first growth of the year. So if you imagine your garden hedge, it will suddenly, in the spring, when the rains come and the sun comes, have an enormous spurt of exuberant growth. And that is the first flush. And that tea is plucked, and that has a particular character which is very brisk and astringent. It's really like a green tea, in fact, in its character. Later on, you get teas which you can add milk to. There's more colour, and the leaf is darker. And that style, the so-called mid-season or the later autumnal teas, is the style which is more popular in Britain because you can add milk to it. And that is your quintessential English afternoon tea. And the final note on this is, it baffles me that Darjeeling is not very much drunk now. We keep offering Darjeeling to cafes and restaurants, and customers simply do not seem to buy it very much, although they will buy an afternoon blend which has got Darjeeling in it. And I think that's a terrible shame. Darjeeling tea, the champagne of teas, and one of my personal favourites.